As entrepreneurs, we see the world differently. In a world that not only tolerates but promotes mediocrity, we unreasonably demand more. Giving you access to the world's most successful entrepreneurs and thought leaders, this podcast uncovers the untold truths of what it really takes to build a multi-million dollar business while optimizing your personal performance in every area of your life. I'm Jack DeLosa. Let's get to work. Hey team, in this episode, we are honing in specifically on the number one strategy that will take you from six figures to seven figures in your business. We see entirely too many companies, whether they're doing 100 grand a year or whether they're doing 800 grand a year. I was just having a discussion with the CEO last night doing 800 grand a year around this exact principle, which has been the catalyst to actually shoot this episode. But right in that zone, you're in the startup zone, right? We build out different stages of business into, for today's discussion, let's call it four different stages. We've got seed stage, which is 0 to 100K. We've got startup stage, which is 100 to a million. We've got scale, which is a million to 10. And then we've got strategy stage, which is 10 million plus, right? For the purpose of today's discussion, we're gonna focus specifically on the businesses that are in the startup stage doing between 100 grand a year revenue to $1 million revenue. And the number one thing you're probably not doing that will enable you to drive through startup, treating it like a stage, not a destination. Now, why is that important? It's important to move through startup not as quickly as possible. That's too much of an absolute. We don't want to move through it as quickly as possible, because if you're in too much of a rush, you can grow in a way that's unsustainable. However, we do want to move through it swiftly, right? We don't want to spend more time there than we need to. And the reason why that is so important is, yes, startup stage is fun and it's exciting and there's a real family feel amongst the culture and all of that sort of stuff. However, startup is tiring, right? Particularly if you've been there for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, right? You've kind of been living in this space where in startup stage, you as the entrepreneur CEO are the person that's doing everything, right? You're doing everything by way of breadth and you're doing everything by way of depth. I'm just going to spend a little bit of time on that because it'll help you understand why it's such an exhausting stage of business to live at for too long, right? Let's talk breadth. In startup, you're doing everything by way of marketing, sales, product development and delivery, operations and finance, right? When you're going through this stage of business, you're employing the people you can afford. Just by virtue of us not having very high revenues yet, you're employing the people that you can afford. You're probably paying below market wage, right? The best way to think about people is this: you either pay in money or you pay in time. Meaning if you can't pay market wages or better than market wages, you're gonna pay in time. You're gonna pay in management time, leadership time, coaching, therapy, corralling, right? Motivating, all of that sort of stuff. And that's inevitable, right? It's inevitable to have a team like that in the early years when we don't have the revenues or the cash flows to afford to bring on super experienced people. That's fine. But what that means is that you are paying in time, meaning you're either doing the marketing yourself or you're overseeing a lot of it, or it's not happening. You're either doing the sales yourself or you're overseeing pretty much everything, or it's not happening. You're either doing the product development, service development and delivery yourself, or you're overseeing a lot of it, or it's not happening. Same with operations, same with finance, right? You're either doing it or you're overseeing it, or chances are it's not happening to a huge degree. And so, you know, every business only does five things: marketing, sales, product development and delivery. I include service-based businesses in that statement as well. Operations and finance. So you're acting across each of those areas of business. From a depth perspective, as an entrepreneur, you can also wear four hats at any given moment, right? You can be wearing the hat of the technician, which is the person with their hands on the tools doing the do, right? You can be wearing the hat of the manager, which is the person overseeing the people with their hands on the tools, right? Developing KPIs, accountabilities, ensuring that we're performing to KPIs, ensuring the performance measures are hit. Leadership is simple. It's ensuring people are intrinsically motivated to do what needs to be done. Very different to management, right? And then the fourth level is that of the entrepreneur, right? Shaping, guiding, envisaging
the organization and its future, right? So there's four different hats that we can wear. When you're in seed stage, you're just playing technician because there's nothing to manage. When you're further up in scale and strategy, you're playing leader entrepreneur because you've diluted yourself from technician and manager. When you're in startup stage, you're the technician, your hands are still on the tools, you're still doing a lot of it. The organization is still forming, so you're still doing a lot of management. Startup is chaotic, it's high change, it's high demand. Therefore, our team require a lot of leadership in terms of where we're going, building our culture, discussions around vision, discussion around values. And in startup phase, the organization is like a teenager that's trying to figure out who it wants to be when it grows up. So there's a bit of wearing the hat of entrepreneur as well. So not only are you doing everything by way of breadth, marketing, sales, product, ops, finance, you're also doing everything by way of depth. That's why it's challenging. Now, the number one key to moving through startup stage, so we're treating it like a stage to be navigated, not a destination to be reached, is this. Spend 80% of your time on revenue generating activities. Spend 80% of your time on revenue generating activities. Research shows that the average business owner in this bracket in Australia spends 11% of their time on sales and marketing, right? This is the number one glass ceiling that we see of organizations never getting to $1 million a year, is the founder CEO is not prioritizing enough energy, effort, resource, both from him or herself and also the organization, to actually drive growth. Please write this down, guys. All growth is sales and marketing led. All growth is sales and marketing led. I was having a conversation, as I said before, with the CEO last night, doing about 800 grand a year. And he was at a point where he was literally saying, man, like, he's a friend of mine. He's like, I just need a sense check. Like, am I an idiot? Does this business even have a future? You know, or am I just being overly optimistic in thinking this thing can go somewhere? He was questioning the validity of the business. One of the key problems of this particular business is they've got so many five-star ratings on Google that are genuine that people don't believe that Google reviews are genuine because there's so many five-star ratings, right? Like, what an amazing problem to have. They've got an incredible product. They've got incredible operations. They've got good financial visibility, although need to come into greater profitability in the near future. And the business has stalled. It's stalled for years. And through the conversation, the main thing that we were able to determine is that while the CEO, founder CEO, is spending a lot of his time in marketing and sales in the first year or so, for the last year and a half, he backed away from that completely because operations and product needed more attention about a year ago, and he got stuck there. And he forgot that he needed to drive more growth from a marketing and sales perspective, right? The same is true at our membership. I remember when we launched our membership 7 years ago, we had a small group down in Melbourne. All of them were in this stage at that point in time. And they would come together. And so because they're in this stage, the majority of the conversation would focus around sales and marketing. Now, every month we'd come back together, and after last month's discussion, everybody in the room would report significant growth. The trajectory of their revenue growth had increased as a result of the conversation, except one person. And we kept coming back every month, and everybody would report growth except this one person. Come back next month, everyone would report growth except this one person. And I remember every time I'd be walking back to my hotel in Melbourne going, what's going on? I knew the entrepreneur because we've been working together for a few months. I knew the business because we've been working together for a few months. I know we know how to market and sell. We've been proving it across the rest of the businesses in that particular group and, you know, the broader entourage, right? And I couldn't work it out until one day I was walking back to the hotel and I thought, that's it. It was a flash of the blinding obvious. I called him. And I said, mate, ballpark it for me. How much of your time are you spending on sales and marketing activities? And the answer was, oh, that's easy, about 10%. It's like, you can have the best sales and marketing strategies in the world, and if you're spending between 10, 15, 20% of your time in revenue generating activities, I guarantee you the business is not growing even if the product is amazing, right? It's not growing even if the product is amazing. Now, for some people, it's like, Jack, you might run a consultancy business and it's like you're the head consultant. So it's absolutely not possible for you to get to, you know, not possible for you to get to 80% sales and marketing. Okay, cool. If we can get you from 10% sales and marketing to 40 or 50% sales and marketing, it's a worthwhile exercise. If in order to do that, we need to surround you with other people that can do administrative tasks and take away low-level tasks off your plate such that you can elevate into a position where we've freed up your time in order to spend closer to 80% of your time on sales and marketing, then we need to do that. Now, at that point, people often go, well, I don't have the spare cash flow in order to bring on those people. At that point, we do a particular play. We go back to the quality of the marketing, go back to the quality of their sales processes and sales system, and we improve the marketing, we improve the sales, such that it gives us permission to improve the prices of the product or service that they're selling. We then take the delta or the uplift in cash that's generated from the price increase. We deploy that, elevate that uplift in cash against more resources. It might be an administrative assistant, it might be a marketing person, it might be someone to do more of the product or the service delivery, it might be an ops person. It doesn't matter who it is. It's about going, where are you spending your time that isn't revenue generating? How do we free up enough cash to get you spending, to get you the resources and the people around you who can do those tasks so that we can elevate you to spend more time in sales and marketing activities. The last thing I'll leave you is this. Sales and marketing activities isn't necessarily just being on the phone. That's technician level sales and marketing activities. You might be managing your sales team or spending time with your marketing team. That's you wearing your manager hat. You might be recruiting for a sales manager or building a sales process or researching world's best practice with regards to how great companies in your industry actually sell. That's you wearing a leadership hat, right? So when I say 80% is on sales and marketing, I don't necessarily mean at a technician level, although it will be that too. It will also be management and leadership. And management and leadership is building and optimizing the engine that can enable the scale of the business without you. This is the number one enabler to take businesses from six figures to seven figures. Guys, I've done it across so many companies myself. We do it with hundreds of businesses here at the Entourage every single year. Spend 80% of your time on sales and marketing activities, revenue generating activities, such that startup is a stage you move through, not a destination you stay at.
Thanks for tuning into today's podcast. I'm Jack DeLosa. If you enjoyed listening, make sure you hit subscribe and you'll be the first in line to get every new episode sent directly to your phone. While you're at it, open Instagram and connect with me. My handle is simply at Jack DeLosa, DELOSA. This is where you'll find me every day sharing the secrets of scaling multi-million dollar businesses and giving you a behind the scenes look at what it really takes to build a life that you love. You can also find me on all the usual places, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just search Jack DeLosa. Thanks again for listening. And as always, dream out loud. That's a wrap.
Yeah.